Welcome to episode 353 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton. As always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Hello again.
Now, not as always, producer Gerald is out of pocket this morning.
He is. Personal matters arose, so he was not able to grace us with his presence, which is okay.
A bit of an unexpected emergency to take care of, so hopefully he'll be back soon. Maybe keep him in your thoughts and tweets. If you tweet, if you don't tweet, fuck it, you know? But if you do, tweet, you know?
If you tweet, tweet. If you don't, fuck it.
Yeah, I think that's...
title of the show.
You probably shouldn't put fuck it in the title.
Just use asterisks.
Just for search engine optimization.
It's like F, asterisk, asterisk, K.
Yeah.
You can get away with that.
I was listening to an interview with some random person about some random thing, but their business was one of those creative names but spelled funny, you know?
F-U-K-T?
No, it has nothing to do with fuck it.
Oh.
But it was spelled just slightly off. They used a different letter. Sounds the same.
Gotcha.
But they were talking about how you can't Google search them because of autocorrect. So every time you put it in wrong, it's like you meant this, and you're like, no, I meant the wrong one. They're like, you meant the right one? And then I was like, well, what a bunch of idiots. And then I realized our name probably does that. Our name probably goes to either GameStop or GameSpot.
Probably.
When you try to type it in. I was like, we're idiots.
Unless you've typed it in at some point.
Right.
In which case it will auto-populate.
Right. Yeah, like for the longest time, my phone wanted me to say duck, but now it understands I mean fuck.
Right.
I don't have to duck it anymore. It finally understood.
Okay. Yeah. He doesn't say duck a whole lot, but he says this one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like he's actually never meant to say duck it, as it turns out.
Whoops, my bad.
Mostly because that doesn't make any sense at all.
The ducking door. Open the ducking door.
I'm tired of this ducking shit. Do you ever use the speak to text?
I have.
Like if I'm driving, I'll use that.
I don't use it a whole lot because it tends to make mistakes.
Right, well, so I'll have Siri read it to me and then I'll reply. But sometimes I want to be like, why would you think that's what I meant to say?
Right.
Even if you think that's what you thought you heard, why would you think that's what I meant to say? Because that's not even a sentence somebody could put together. They got to work on that a bit.
They do have to work on that a bit. You're right.
Just the two of us today means all facts and data is questionable.
Yes, everything is questionable.
There's no real-time checks anymore. There's no balances. We're just doing whatever.
We're just rolling. Yeah, we're just doing whatever we want. Whatever. Kind of like Assassin's Creed, where nothing is true, everything is permitted. That's the Assassin's motto, right?
I don't know. But today's show is like an open world game. We're going to go a lot of different places. We're not really sure what we're supposed to be doing. And it's probably going to feel longer than it actually was.
Yeah. We're going to make noise. We're going to talk. You're going to hear sounds. You can do with that what you will.
Now, I've got a little congestion. Can you hear the congestion?
Just a touch. I can't hear it, yes.
My nose is clogged.
I can hear it just a little bit.
Now, I'm a mouth breather, but it's noticeably clogged, even though I breathe through my mouth.
Mm-hmm. So you're a Neanderthal.
You hear a little nose whistle, that's me. You ever get one of those nose whistles? You're like, I kind of like this, but also it's got to go.
Yeah. It's soothing, but it feels weird.
It does feel weird, and also you're like, I don't want anyone else to hear my nose whistle. That's just for me.
And other people's nose whistles are super annoying.
Because you're like, what are you doing? Get that cleared up. What are you, a savage? Unclog that thing so you're not whistling at me all day long.
I know, you psychopath.
Yeah.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Had a bowl of Count Chocula last night, my last box.
Oh, I still have a box of blueberry in my...
I finished off the blueberry, all gone.
Did you get all of them? Did you get all three of them?
No, I don't recognize Frankenberry.
You don't?
I don't. It's fine. I get people like it. That's not one that I like. But I always buy like three or four boxes of both the Count Chocolate and the blueberry.
That's how I am with Pop-Tarts. Most people like the strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Most people are like, oh, that's my favorite. That's the best. I'm a cherry Pop-Tart guy.
That is not what I would think most people's favorite is.
What, cherry?
I've never met anyone that... Yeah. I know people that eat cherry. I don't know anyone that's like, that's my favorite.
No, that's my favorite.
Blueberry Pop-Tart is my favorite.
Oh, no. I'm not a blueberry guy. I don't like the blueberry Pop-Tarts. I don't like the s'mores Pop-Tarts. I don't like the chocolate milkshake ones or whatever the fuck they are. Frosted Sundae.
I do like the s'mores one. Now, when I grew up, I've told the story before, my mother only bought me brown sugar and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. You have told that story before.
So much that I hated it. And her Pop-Tart of choice was blueberry unfrosted. I'm like, where do you even find those? I don't know where. Is that a specialty order?
Thing?
Yeah. And I hated the brown sugar ones so much because I had them so much. I would eat the blueberry without frosting as an alternative.
Oh, wow.
As a child, when you want frosting.
Yeah, I'm not a brown sugar and cinnamon guy either.
It's a good Pop-Tart, but when you eat it every day for like 27 years, you're like, it's too much. You know?
27 years? Are you sure it was that long?
No, it wasn't, but the story sounds better. When
I was going to say. No, it doesn't. That sounds like you didn't even buy your own groceries till you were 27.
That sounds great. That doesn't sound bad at all. But if I said that I ate it every day for 3 years, you'd be like, that's not even that long.
Oh, no, that'd be long for me.
And I didn't eat it every day, but if I wanted a Pop-Tart, that is the Pop-Tart I would have to have.
Like, my wife gets so mad at me because I shouldn't say never. I very rarely do leftovers.
I hate leftovers, so I'm with you.
And she gets so mad because we're just going to throw it all out. Okay, but listen, you've known me for 15 years. I've never eaten right. leftovers, so I don't understand what the complaint is.
I didn't start not liking them today. this isn't new. It's not a phase I'm going through.
But it just comes down to eating the same thing over and over again. I don't like to do that.
That's me. I could have something and absolutely love it, but I don't want it tomorrow.
Right, yep.
I had it today.
The problem is, and this is like another problem that kind of goes hand in hand with the first problem, is that I don't know what I want tomorrow. So, right. No, we probably can't make a plan for dinner because I just don't know. It might be cereal. It might be steak. I don't know. There's a whole range of foods I enjoy.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to have for lunch tomorrow. That influences dinner. Not right. just what I have, but the time that I have it.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of factors. Also, sometimes I don't know I don't want something until I'm having it.
Yes. Yep.
Like, you're like, oh, that sounds good. And you have something, you're like, well, fuck.
That's not what I wanted. That happens to me a lot of times with because my go-to, if, like, I can't figure out what I want to eat or don't have something to eat, I'll just go to, I always keep Chef Boyardee beefaroni in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And nine times out of 10, it's like, yeah, well, this will make a turd, but it is not what I wanted.
Right. My go-to when I can't figure out what to eat is ramen. And I'm rarely disappointed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to be disappointed with ramen.
You're like, hell yeah, this
is good. Have you ever had real ramen?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking delicious.
I could disappoint you and tell you I think I like the packaged stuff better.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a heathen.
But I like real as well. It's not like I dislike either. I like fancy mac and cheese, but every now and then I want a blue box, you know?
I do get that.
It's different.
I do.
The shit that you get at home. Now, I will say I don't usually eat like the top shelf, like the 14-cent pack of ramen. Like I did the ones in the plastic tray.
Okay, the yakisoba ones?
Yeah, a little nicer. It's not that brand. It's the other brand that comes in it that looks exactly the same.
Okay.
I can't think of it now, but I do the teriyaki beef. That's a flavor of choice for those.
Yeah. Well, you can tell we have different issues because I know the name of different brands of ramen.
So I'll do ramen as a go-to. I always have hot dogs in the house, so I'll do hot dogs as a go-to.
Yeah, I always have hot dogs.
And if I don't have buns, I'll do grown-up beanie weenies, and I'll take my hot dogs, I'll grill them, I'll cut them up, and I'll throw them in some beans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a meal that I go to a lot.
Yeah, we always have the little smoked sausages.
Yeah.
The tiny ones. You just throw some barbecue in and put them in the crock pot for an hour and you're ready to go.
Let them cook until they totally change their internal structure.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And they shrink. Yep.
You're like, how long have those been going? You're like, I don't know. A while.
Yeah, you can tell how long they've been cooking by looking.
Yeah. Yeah, because they almost go back to the earth if you cook them too long. They're good, though.
It is good. It's delicious. Chicken wing dip is another one we do a lot.
The buffalo chicken dip?
Yep, because we just keep, every Sunday, we usually just cook some and red hot. And then you just mix everything in a, you know, you put like a thing of cream cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, I make it a lot.
Throw it in a crock pot and go.
You use like a crackers?
No, tortilla chips.
Oh. I will use those sometimes. I like Ritz crackers, though, for that.
I do not.
Yeah, I like that. I'll make a lot of chicken salad.
Because we make it real thick, so the crackers tend to break. And I'm lazy, so I really literally want to dip. I don't want to be spreading shit on anything. I just want to stick my shit in and shove it in my maw.
I'll do chicken, some red hot, cream cheese. There's like five things we put in there. Like real cheese, like different kinds of cheese.
Blue cheese.
And then something else. I can't remember. I don't know, but I'll do that a couple times. I don't know, probably four or five times a year. I don't do it super often.
In the winter, chili is a big go-to.
I like chili. I'll do the Velveeta dip with like the Rotel and the ground beef.
Oh, yep, yep.
Yeah, I'll fuck that up. And Crock-Pot's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you can cook in there, you should, because it's easy.
Crock-Pot, pressure cooker, they're all good.
Yeah.
Or I guess they're called Instapots now. It's still a fucking pressure cooker, people.
Well, old pressure cookers are like bombs.
They are like bombs. It's true.
If you don't know what you're doing, you can kill yourself with an old pressure cooker.
That's true.
Instapot won't let you kill yourself. What happened there? Was that a sneeze?
That was a sneeze.
The gesture looked like a sneeze, but the noise didn't match.
No?
It was like a blowing out, like a poof.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, because I didn't want to make it really loud, so I didn't. Because, you know, sometimes you have those really obnoxious people when you're in a store and you just hear like, yeah. You know,
every
like,
sneeze I have is what you're talking about.
And then, bah, yeah. And yeah. I don't. Yeah. So I just kind of kept my mouth shut and let it ease out. So you just get
I'll let everybody in on an inside fact about me. And so if I'm in public or whatever, I cover my mouth. But sometimes when you're at home by yourself, if you ever just sneeze and don't cover your mouth, it's
everything goes everywhere.
But it's a glorious feeling.
It feels better when you don't cover your mouth. It does. You're right.
It feels a little naughty. Yeah.
I agree. It feels better.
Yeah.
It feels like you accomplished more with your sneeze than you do when you cover it.
Like when you sneeze hard and you don't cover and the light's hitting it just right and you see the mist fall down, you're like, hell yeah.
Well, here's what I think. I think we are, as humans, we are attuned to our own evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is sneezing and coughing and those kinds of things ways to, you know, reactions or ways to release germs out of your system. But more importantly, in the case of evolution, it is a way to get the germs to other people.
Oh, yes. It's a delivery method.
Yes. It's the whole thinning the herd, survival of the fittest idea. So that's my conspiracy theory on germs.
That's why I always sneeze into the air register.
Exactly. That's what you should do. Better yet, sneeze into the return.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I said the wrong thing. I meant the return. Just sneeze right into it. I pull the filter out, just sneeze directly into it.
There you go.
Into that big hole in my wall, just sneeze every sneeze.
Yeah. So I sneeze on, I'm always sneezing on doorknobs, all that. Yeah,
I lick the doorknobs.
Do you?
Any doorknob, just lick it, yeah.
What if you're not the survival of the fittest?
I mean, I will find out.
No, I get it. I get what you do. You're like making yourself immune to the germs, like people do.
Yeah,
poison.
You lick enough handrails and enough doorknobs, you get pretty tough.
Yeah. I get it.
It's like kids. Kids, they get sick all the time, but what they're doing is building up that immune system.
That's right. Exactly.
You got to eat some dirt and some boogers to get that going.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a meal.
It does if you're six. Let's talk about what we're playing. Since Gerald's not here,
go ahead.
We could do whatever, but we'll talk for 4 hours.
Are you playing anything new?
I think not.
I don't think you are either, from what I've seen and what we've talked about.
I don't think that I played anything new. Now, I did purchase Ring Fit Adventure. Mm-hmm. Or Adventures, I don't know.
And that comes with the game and the ring, right?
Yeah, so it's the game, the ring, and the leg strap.
Okay.
Also, I realized Ring Fit sounds kind of like you're trying to say We Fit.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a speech impediment.
A little bit, yeah.
And I've told the story probably a million times. Best Buy doesn't understand how to sell video games.
Oh, no, they don't.
So, and did I tell you what, I had the issues with the Concrete Genie that I had to get someone to go to the back like every fucking time I go to Best Buy.
Yes.
And they treat me like I'm stupid, like I'm wrong. So I go in and look, I don't care what other people think. I'm a grown ass man. Uh-huh. I don't want to ask for a Ring Fit Adventure. Like, I just don't.
Aren't you old enough now where you could be getting it for your kid?
Probably. But let's, I just don't want to, it's not that I care what they think. It's like, I don't want to have to ask for that game.
Why is it not out? It's new. It came out today.
It came out on Friday, and I went to get it on Saturday. So you could just bet the fucking mortgage on the fact that Best Buy wasn't going to have it out. So, the same way I felt about asking about the train simulator game. I'm like, I want to get this without having to acknowledge that I'm getting this. It's for me, not for you. So I go to Best Buy, and I don't know if you've been to Best Buy lately. They don't have any Switch games on the floor anymore.
I have not.
In our Best Buy. They've pulled every one of them. They're behind a cage at the front counter now.
Really? Why?
I don't, because they suck. So all they have at the, at, if you go look, it's a, like a photocopy, not even a full-size photocopy. It's like a, they like have a, little, a program. It's
like a little tiny, slip paper, the little slip papers that you used to pull out at Toys R Us?
Well, no, it's not even that. It's like, it's a case that's there, but the case just has a small, like, like a Nintendo Switch, and then it's got a small picture of the case, and there's nothing on the back. You can't see any gameplay. It's just a small picture of the case.
What?
And so I go back there, and I'm looking. There's not one out there. Now, I've already been online. It says it's in stock. It says I could pick it up in an hour, so I know they have it.
Uh-huh.
So I look everywhere. It's nowhere, and everybody's like, can I help you? Can I help you? I'm like, no. Just give me some room to find this thing you should have already put out. So I decided to roll the dice and just go up front and see if they could find one in the cage, and they were able to.
That's, well, so, I mean, that's probably one of your better experiences at Best Buy.
Yeah, I didn't have to ask anybody, and I did the thing where I held my phone up. I'm like, hey, you guys have this? It looks like that box right there that you could just grab me. That way I was acting like I really wasn't sure, even though I was sure.
You know.
I knew. Give me that box right there. And I will say, just so I have opened the packaging, I've taken it out. The game is updated, installed, ready to play. So I'm going to play it today. I haven't played it yet. But initial thoughts, the box, for anyone who had the Wii Fit had a classy look about it.
Mm-hmm.
The white packaging with the bright green compliments. The Wii Fit trainer's got a cool look.
Yep.
This immediately is sending a different vibe. It's very cartoony and bright. It looks like something like Ubisoft made. Not like something Nintendo made right off the bat, first glance at packaging. But then I opened it up, and as soon as you feel the ring, you're like, this is Nintendo.
Yeah.
It just feels like they made it with the like the right components. It's way more springy than I would have ever thought. Like, if you just push both sides together, there's quite a bit of a resistance.
Yeah, which is supposed to be, so that's
yeah, good. It's super well made, the way that the Joy-Con goes in. The leg strap feels like a leg strap, but I was surprised. It seems very quality. I think the whole thing's like $70 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so. 69 or 79.
Yeah, something like that. So maybe it is 80. But so I'll have impressions on that. But it seems very well made. The packaging is super nice when you open it. The game is just like it's on display. You can't see anything else. It's like raised up out of the cardboard.
Nah.
Kind of the way, similar to the way Labo presents the game to you when you open it. So, I'm excited about it.
I'm not.
Fit. We get Ring Fit.
I'm not excited about it.
You think if I got super fit, like Jared from Subway, but less of a pedophile, off of using the Ring Fit?
I don't think it's going to happen.
But if it happened?
You're not going to use it like it needs to be used to get like that. You're always going to have your 30-pack.
Here's the thing, though. Here's what I want to know. Would Nintendo consider making me the poster boy for fitness and health if I was to lose, like, a lot of weight?
Maybe.
I don't think I have enough to, because you got to drop, like, 400 pounds if you want to end up being that person.
I can't speak for Nintendo. I don't know.
Just wondering. I'm wondering if there's a chance I could play my way into the company.
You could give a fair effort and see what happens, and the worst that comes out of it is you get in shape.
Yeah. There's some yoga, so I may be out already. I don't know. I've been looking at the back of the box.
Yoga? You're not going to do yoga? Yoga is like the easiest exercise to do.
With a fucking hula hoop in your hand?
I feel like that's a fucking lie. No exercises are easy to do.
I think yoga's hard. Also, you've got a... So it's about the size of a dinner plate or steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have that thing while you're trying to downward dog. I don't even know how that works.
I'm sure Nintendo figured it out.
I'm sure they did. They're smart folks over there.
They are smart folks. Yeah, this one's probably not for me. However, I should say that it is... The game and the way it works with the game that comes with it is getting excellent reviews. So
people seem to like it. They said that it is like Wii Fit, but way, way more in-depth.
And more fun. More,
yeah.
Like, I don't want to say interactive, obviously, because they're both fucking controllers, but more, like, not just exercise-based like so much of the Wii Fit stuff was.
Yeah, I don't know why it's a dinner plate, because it's exactly like a steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it even has like two grips on the side. Like, I feel like you could play Mario Kart with it.
Oh, you should try it.
Yeah, I feel like you could. If you put it on motion controls, I mean, it feels perfect. It's got two little grips. It's kind of springy and it's light. It's very light. So you could definitely drive a car with it. So if this whole fitness thing doesn't work out,
you could be a Mario Kart racer.
Yeah, I could be a race car driver. So nothing new. I've sent some feelers out to the folks that, that develop or publish Mega Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
I would very much like to play that game. So we're waiting to hear back from them. We'll keep you posted. Either way, I'll probably have some impressions on that game before too long. And that's it. I just some new stuff hitting. Got to get back to VR. I've been jonesing to play VR, so maybe that's in my future. I bought the Panic at the Disco pack for Beat Saber.
Okay.
So I haven't checked it out yet, but I want to.
You
want to
get back into some Beat Saber? That's fair.
Yeah, I want to beat, you know.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
I want to beat the saber.
As far as me, pretty much the same old. We did the Rocket League. I did play some more Concrete Genie. I played some more Shadow of War. And I forgot to mention last week that I started playing Beyond Two Souls finally.
Well, that's random.
Yeah, well, I've had it free in my library, and I was just like, you know what? I want something that I haven't played. And it's like, yeah, I haven't tried this. I'll give it a shot. And that is definitely one of those types of games.
Are you enjoying it?
Beyond?
Yeah.
Yeah, the story's interesting. Yeah, yeah.
How far did you get before?
I haven't played it before. This is the first time I've played it. No, I didn't play it at all when it first came out.
hold on. Allergies.
How far did you get in it?
I don't remember. I remember maybe a police station.
Oh, you didn't get very far at all. Did you get to the party?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe there's a police station after. The police station was in the beginning.
Do you trash the police station?
You don't get to choose to, but it happens.
Okay, so maybe
unless it happens further along.
Probably not. I probably just have my timeline out of order.
But I think
I definitely played the party, though.
The kids' party?
Yeah.
The birthday party?
Is it William Dafoe there?
Well, he drops you off, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I did the CIA mission.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Where you go to the like embassy party as an older, because it does a lot of time jumping, which is probably why you're super confused. It doesn't go in order.
I'll almost certainly still be confused either way.
Oh,
because it didn't happen yesterday.
Gotcha. So played through that, and I gotta get back to it. But Shadow of War has really been on my mind here. I played quite a bit last night. As a matter of fact, before we jumped into Rocket League, and that game is making me remember why I liked Shadow of Mordor. I had forgotten how much I enjoyed the way that game plays.
Some people may say you're playing too many games right now.
Some may say that.
it's a lot.
But, I mean, the good thing about Beyond Two Souls is you can step away from it and not forget the control scheme.
But you still have Marvel. You still have Zelda. Like, it's too much.
I do. I didn't get on my... I actually didn't get on the Switch this week at all.
So much you have going on. Also, I picked up Ni No Kuni 2 for $5 and some change from Target. So Not in the near time, but probably at some point I will play that. I want to get through Dragon Quest Builders 2 before I jump into...
Gotcha.
So, last time I played Dragon Quest, I unlocked a new island, so I'm going to head over there and see what happens. Give that a go. I stayed up too late playing Rocket League.
I know, because you didn't go to bed at a reasonable time like I did.
I'm not as fresh as I normally would be. I'm usually fresh and crisp on Sunday morning when we record.
You're not, no.
I'm always crisp.
You don't usually stay up till 2 o'clock, but.
Well, I'm a trooper, you know.
You are. Take one for the team. That's what you did.
Is that all you played or thinking about playing or have played?
Yeah. I think that's enough, don't you?
It's a lot for sure. If this is your first time joining us, we talk about video games and whatever else we feel like. Normally, there's someone here to kind of keep us on track.
Not today, bitches.
Not today. So we do whatever. Anyways, if you love the show, support us, patreon.com/GameStitch. If you don't love the show, I don't know why you're here.
Yeah.
But thanks for staying. Tell a colleague about us. Tell a weather person about us.
Don't tell a weather person, no.
Anyone you know that either...
You know who you tell? You tell that person. You tell the construction flagman. That's who you tell.
If you try to talk to them, they're like, keep moving. One job.
Just throw them a thumbs up and say, listen to GameStitch.com. They'll get it. But I feel like they need some more love, because I feel like everybody talks about how easy that job is, and it's probably... not quite as easy as one would make it out to be.
That job's easy as shit.
I don't know. I bet there's more to it.
Bob, you spun the sign too early. They didn't go.
Yeah, especially the people slow. Who like don't pay attention, so almost hit you.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say it's not a... that's probably way less safe than my job. However, I don't think that the duties of that job are hard.
I don't think they just stand there and do that all day. I believe they switch out, too.
I don't think so.
I think that's they it. Do.
You ever been through, like, 5 hours later, same person flying, and you're like, damn.
You're back on their hour. It depends on how many people are on site. You know what? Love to the flagmen.
Flag people. I don't want to just assume it's
flag
men
folks.
Out there flagging.
Yeah.
The flaggers.
The construction flag people.
So tell a meteorologist and a flagger about the show.
Okay.
If you find them in the same place, two birds, one stone. And we learned last week, PETA doesn't like you to say that.
Right. Two birds, one scone.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Feed two birds with one scone.
It's
instead of
somehow
kill two.
More dumb this week than last week. Fucking PETA. I laughed out loud this week because I got behind a truck that had the giant PETA sticker on the back.
Oh, no.
But it's the one that says people eating tasty animals underneath it.
Oh, yeah. That's
and I was
better.
Like, oh, shit. I forgot to bring that up when we were talking about it. I saw it in a... It was on a big, like, Chevy Silverado that was jacked up. I think he had to come and take them on the other side.
Yeah, I remember I saw this... I don't know if it was this. I don't remember when it was. It was probably this week. I've probably seen it a number of times, but there's this meme where it's some, you know, a vegan PETA hippie is on. It puts up a picture of a cow and says, like, how can you eat this beautiful creature? And some dude answers, are you concerned or are you looking for recipes?
Fair question. In a little context.
Man. I always like seeing that meme. I laugh at it every time I see it.
Have you tried one of those Impossible Burgers?
Nope. Not gonna.
From the BK?
Nope. Not gonna. I don't want Impossible on my burger. I want Impossible.
All right. Like, it tastes like beef. I'm like, you could just have beef.
Right. Yep. That's where I stand with it.
It's an option.
Yep. That's where I stand with it.
Yeah. You think we've offended anybody? I feel like we've got, for the most part, we've got a pretty heavy meat-eating community.
I think that's a fair assumption based on some, based on talking to a number of them.
Based off the interactions I've had.
Right. I would say that they're okay with meat and eating of meat.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty good about not judging people. I don't care what people do with their lives. But there is a there's an actual like reflex I have when someone tells me they don't eat meat anymore.
Well, here's my issue. I'm not in the same spot as you. I too am. I don't have much concern for what people do with their lives. My issue is when you tell me that I have to do things the way you do because it's how you live your life.
Yeah, a vegetarian will
oh yeah,
inconvenience you. For sure. Yeah.
And they will now, literally try to shame you into, I've had this conversation. Oh, how can you eat that steak? Well, a little salt and pepper. That's how I do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like mine well done. I like a good yep. sear on it.
How can you eat that steak? Huh? Medium, usually.
Yeah.
Now, any other questions, you vegan?
I will say, if you are a vegan or a vegetarian, you should get your blood work done and see if you're getting all the stuff you need, and you should take supplements if not.
Mm-hmm.
Because I worked with someone who was a vegan, and he didn't look well.
No.
And I asked him if he ever had his blood work done, and he said no. And he said he felt fine, but I'm like, you don't look well. And I'm not saying that to be an asshole. Like, there are things that you get out of meat that you need.
Right. That's why humans are omnivores.
Right. So if you choose not to do that, as a guy who does a show about video games, I would suggest that you get your blood work done just to see where all your levels are.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about having there is something about the vegetarians and the vegans that
I have a irks. Physical reaction to it when someone tells me. I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't.
Disappointment also with like confusion because I'm like, do you love animals or is it some other thing?
Is there judgment in there as well? Do you think?
I don't think so. Like, because I don't actually care. It's like, why? Because I know if someone tells me I'm vegan, I'm like, oh, cause so you're inconveniencing everyone else in your household. Why?
Yeah.
Like, I just need to know why.
Unless they're all vegan too.
No, there's no way. A house of vegans? Have you seen vegan cheese? I don't trust it.
I don't trust vegan anything.
There's something about the vegan cheese. I feel compelled to go look at it every time I'm in the store.
I don't eat vegan anything. I barely eat vegetables. Why would I eat vegan anything?
I like veggies. I could be a vegetarian as long as it came with a side of meat, if you know what I'm saying. Because I like the veggies.
I could be a vegan as long as the vegetables were the side.
Yeah. No, I couldn't be a vegan at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people make their cat vegan.
That's stupid. What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
The whole reason I have cats is so that they eat mice. So I sure don't want a vegan cat.
Yeah.
Because they don't make vegan mice.
Yeah, if you ever get bored, look at vegan cats. They don't look well either. Rogan talks about it a lot. He's hung up on the vegan cat lifestyle. But yeah, it's a shout out to all the vegans out there.
Yeah, good for you. Don't talk
to me.
Sure,
we haven't bothered you at all by any of our comments.
Or we may have, and hey, that's the price you pay, but you be you.
I went to a cat cafe for the first time.
What is that?
It's like
they
a coffee
cats?
Shop.
No. We cats?
I mean, I guess you shouldn't. It would ruin the mood in there. It's a cafe like as any other cafe. So they've got pastries and coffee and smoothies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a section of it that's totally glassed off. And inside there are just a bunch of cats. And they adopt the cats. They let people adopt the cats. But it's just a big glass room. You can watch people play with the cats. You can watch the cats play with each other. Or you can go inside and play with the cats. But they charge you to go play with the cats. Which I thought was weird. I didn't know what to expect. I wanted to go in because I'm like, what is this?
Where's this?
Evansville. So... It was interesting, but people were paying money to go in, and you can't pick the cats up. You have to just pet them. And I like to pick a cat up, you know?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I know
if
exactly
I'm
going
to adopt it,
I need to know if it's
going to shred me when I pick
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, how do I know? Yeah, how am I going to adopt it if all I can do is pet it?
Right. Is this one docile, or is it like a cheese grater when I pick it up?
Right.
You know, I need to know those things before I take Fluffy home.
Right, because there are cats that will let you pet them, and as soon as you pick them up, you're just a pincushion.
Yeah, my cat does not like to be held. She will lay on you, she will love on you, but it's always on her terms. If you just scoop her up, she'll give you a couple war cries, and you got to put her down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, or it gets real. because she's not declawed, so she goes full Wolverine.
Yeah, mine aren't declawed either, but
she looks at her hands when she shoots out her blades, like she's like shring, shring.
Does she? Does it make that noise?
Yeah, in my head it does. Yeah, sure does. Anyways, video game news. We're back on track. They tried to get us off topic, but we won't let them. Yeah, we're strong. So, first off, I want to say Dan and I talked before the show. We're not going to talk about the Blizzard China, World China controversy that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that this isn't the place for it. I think it ties pretty heavily into video games. I just think that there are so many sources covering those stories in a deeper way. And to be perfectly honest, we want to have fun on here.
Yeah, we don't want to start wars.
Yeah, and it seems like in this case, most people feel one way or the other, and I think we probably certainly also have an opinion on it, but this isn't the platform we're going to share it on. And I guess if you really care how we feel, you could message us or something. I really
message
don't want to talk
tweet
about
at
it.
Us, whatever.
Yeah, so instead, we're going to talk about Fortnite. It seemed to me like the
that's
logical...
That's what we do. We're like the newsroom. We're like Will before.
Yeah. 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 Talk about this. I don't want to talk about that. I'm going to talk about Fortnite. So Fortnite went away and the world cried. The Fortnite, as you know, it sucked into a black hole.
That was last Sunday afternoon, as a matter of fact.
It was gone for like 3 days or something. Came back up Tuesday. So 2 days. And the videos and the memes and the news reports that came from Fortnite going away, they made in my fucking 2 days. They were glorious.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I agree.
I never thought that V-bankruptcy would be a thing. People talked about that.
Yep.
People made videos of how they spent $700 on V-Bucks and now it's all gone, and they smashed keyboards and they screamed and they broke stuff, and I loved it all. Professional news correspondents had to speak of Fortnite.
Yeah.
And the fact that the popular game had just gone offline.
Just went away.
Yeah, as if this wasn't part of some bigger plan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I've enjoyed all of it. I know that some people were pretty angry with it, but I think it was a genius move.
Without a doubt.
Every time I think Epic can't like figure out what to do with Fortnite, it was so smart to turn it off. It was so smart.
Yeah.
Because the internet lost their shit about it.
Everybody.
Because I think I even told you guys when I'm like, how much are they losing a day to have this shut down? But then I'm like,
yeah,
they're fucking geniuses.
It doesn't matter because they're
everybody rushed back. More people rushed back than got kicked out.
Yep.
It's so smart. So anyways, they finally came back. It is chapter two now. All the leaks were there. All the rumors were there. That's what people thought it was. You and I no longer really play Fortnite.
We don't.
So for the purposes of this, I'll just tell you what I know has changed. Now, I do wonder, what's this done to the Save the World mode?
You
still
I'm
playing
curious.
On the old map? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So chapter two has officially started on all platforms. Season one of chapter two is going to run through December 12th. So you have till then to earn your rewards. There's a new map with lots of water and boats.
To be fair, it's more or less the same map that has been terraformed. We talked about it last week.
It's deep water now though.
And I do want to say that, producer Gerald called it.
Yeah, I will say, I think that map, if you do a side-by-side, that map is different. The map is different. It's a different map.
You think it's not completely different?
No, probably.
It's essentially the same, just with a few spots missing.
It's different for sure. I don't play Fortnite. What do I know?
Yeah.
It's got boats.
We'll just go with it's a new map.
You can swim. Swimming slow. Boats are fast. Boats are loud. You can carry your full squad in a boat. I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. You can also fish now, which I think is super awesome because you can fish in the middle of a battle royale.
I know. I'm not sure that makes sense to me.
I think it's super funny. You get stuff from fishing. You can get guns. You can get health from fishing. I just think it's kind of funny. Obviously, we talked about the season, but there is a new battle pass and new challenges, some weapon upgrades, just general quality of life stuff to go along with the new map, mm-hmm. which I'm still calling it. And
fine. Just I'll give it to you.
I think it's a great move. I think it's super smart.
Smart. Yeah.
I think getting rid of the seasons was smart because you don't want to be like, oh, season 37 of Fortnite. Like, that's too much. They made it to a point where they needed to reset, and I think by calling it Chapter 2, now they can do another 10 seasons, and then they can do Chapter 3. I think it was just a smarter way to do it.
But it's nice by making the change with the black hole and sucked in and terraform or new map, whatever you want to call it. They're still able to maintain their focus on one map. They don't have to spread those resources further.
Right.
So really, really, really smart, not Epic's part. I'll tell you what, they're doing everything right with this game. I know I'm not into it anymore. I'm not probably not going to get back into it, but I can't take that away that they are doing everything right.
When everything first started happening and I found myself on Twitch, which I didn't even talk about the 200,000 people watching a black hole, but I was like, you know what? I think I could play Fortnite again. Like, I think I could play it and enjoy it.
You think so?
And then as the, you know, Sunday passed and then Monday and then Tuesday it came back out and I clicked on a video of someone playing and I'm like, I can't play that shit. I can't build that fast. That game's not going to be any fun for me.
Yeah.
So I think there's a part of me that wants to, but I can't.
I remember back the old days when it first came out. We had so much fun with that game.
We did. We played
in
a
Save
lot
the
of
World
it.
Mode, not in Battle Royale. I was never a fan of Battle Royale, so.
You played some of it, though.
I did play some of it, but I was never into it.
Yeah, so.
I did like that Save the World mode, though.
Or as I call it, Bump and Grind.
Bump and Grind.
A lot of grinding, a lot of bumping.
That's R. Kelly. Isn't that R. Kelly?
You can't say that anymore. You just have to let that song exist. Well, earlier I made a Jared from Subway reference. I think I can fit in a couple more.
Yeah, but you specifically referenced him if I wasn't a pedophile. You specifically made the reference.
R. Kelly's
you
not
did,
guilty
you
yet.
Didn't with R. You didn't say a little bump and grind if I didn't pee on girls.
He's not been convicted yet.
You didn't? No, everyone knows he pees on girls.
I wait for a jury of my peers to decide whether or not I make that comment.
Okay, okay.
Rest in peace, R. Kelly's career. And so, yeah, that's all we have to say about Fallout or whatever we're talking about. What are we talking about? Firewall. Fortnite. Why does everything start with an F? How about using some different letters, developers? The next story is about Fallout. Fallout 76.
Now we're going to talk about Fast and Furious.
Ooh, I'm down. For everybody waiting for that big NPC update to Fallout 76, you can wait till next year.
Yep. It's not coming when it was supposed to.
Yeah. With all the other shit they have going on at Bethesda, they weren't able to get this cranked out.
Imagine that.
It's been delayed till Q1, which is January through March of 2020. We're excited about how the Wastelanders is coming together. I guess that's the name of it. But it's going to need more time to be the best, most polished update it can be, the announcement states. Wastelanders is turning out to be one of the largest expansions we've ever done, and it changes the entire world with human NPCs returning. So there's that. Also, they did announce that the private servers are coming sooner. So they don't have this fix that everybody needs to make the game enjoyable, but if you want to spend some more money, you'll be able to get a private server soon.
Yep.
Priorities, you know. I don't know.
It's all about the Benjamin.
Private servers is cool. I think that's people will like that. I just fix the game, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks that they're pushing that back because that's something that game really needs, I think, to make it more enjoyable. Again, I know it's an MMO, but
it needs real fake people, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The world doesn't look right.
I agree.
So, you ever going to play that game again?
Probably not.
Yeah.
You?
I don't know. I'm not going to say no, but I don't know.
That's why I said probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. This next story, I'm probably more excited than you are about this story.
I guarantee you're more excited about this story than I am.
You don't think this thing is cool? It's freaking cool.
Yeah, but this is kind of past my prime.
I get that. This pulls at my heartstrings a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's hitting you with a nostalgic feel. It was way after me.
Analog Pocket is coming in 2020, and for those that have never seen any Analog products, they make high-end retro game consoles, basically. But this is a Game Boy, a device to play game. I don't even want to say clone because I don't think that's fair. It's a device to play Game Boy games. The Analog Pocket is a handheld system designed to play original Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance games right out of the box, as well as Game Gear, Neo Geo Pocket, and Atari Lynx, along with more unannounced game libraries through cartridge adapters in the future. So it's $200. I'll go ahead and throw out the price. Mm-hmm. Now, for those that have never seen a product that they've made or definitely never seen this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, to me, this looks like if Apple made a Game Boy.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
It's very clean. It's very pure looking.
Very precise lines.
Apparently, this thing has an amazing screen on it, which is what makes it so expensive.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too.
It's a 3.5 LTPS LCD screen, the most expensive component in the device by a long shot, according to Analog's head, Christopher Tabor. It's pro-level color accuracy, dynamic range, and brightness tell some of the story. But more critical is the fact that the screen delivers a 615 PPI at 1440. This means the pocket screen will allow for exact 10 times scaling of Game Boy, Game Boy Color, or 10x scaling, excuse me, of Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy, or in Game Gear's on a native 160 by 144. None of that means anything to me. Turns out this thing's going to look good, though.
Yeah, that's pretty much what all those numbers boil down to.
Yeah, they also said in the future they plan to sell a cord that will allow you to go from the device to a television and play these games on a TV using the handheld as the controller.
Huh.
It's cool looking. And
it looks good, but its function isn't for me.
Yeah, it's like I've always said, if you're just somebody who wants to play retro games.
I mean, it almost very much looks like an iPod. An old iPod.
Yeah, like the classic.
Yeah, it's very much got that feel to it.
Anyone who, you know, I've talked about it a million times, if you just want to play old video games, do not play them on their proper system.
No.
If you just want to play old games. If you're a collector, if you want a pure feeling, then sure, but there are so many better ways to play old games than to play on the old consoles.
Without a doubt.
And I would just tell you right now, by looking at this, is a better way to play all those handheld games on one system. A clean look, and I think that thing's rad looking. I'm into it. $200 is kind of expensive.
It is a little expensive, but it's pretty.
What's that crank thing? Remember that crank console?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Where's that at? The Play? What's it called?
When's it come out? It doesn't come out until next year, does it?
Isn't it called like a Play?
Play something.
Yeah. I keep thinking PlayStation.
It sure isn't that.
Play Pocket. Pocket Pool.
It's not Pocket Pool. That's a different thing.
I don't know what it's called, but that thing's coming out too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, that hand crank.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fishing games on there. A lot of fishing games. Google Stadia. You ever heard of that?
Uh-huh.
It got a release date.
Uh-huh. We talked about it.
No, well, so it had a release window. It got an actual date.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
November
19th
is the date you'll get your Stadia if you were part of the Founders Pack, which I believe I incorrectly said was not available, but I guess it was not available for a little while, but it is available again.
It is available again.
So Google Stadia has put out some more information. They released a statement about using Stadia, and they kind of outlined what it'll work, how it'll work at launch. And part of this statement includes the revelation that the wireless Play for the first-party Stadia controller will be exclusive to the Chromecast Ultra when it launches. Meaning if you want to use a tablet or a phone or a computer, you'll need to plug in your Stadia controller. Now, for me, this makes no difference because I'm going to play it on the TV. So it doesn't mean anything to me. They do go on to say that they're working on wireless functionality for everything, but the focus was making it wireless with the Chromecast Ultra as their first priority, and the rest will come. We're real close to finding out what Stadia is all about.
Yeah, like, real we close. Are. I don't like this. I think one of the points was that you could use the controller on any of your devices.
I mean, you can, just not wirelessly.
Well,
how far are you going to get away from your phone while you're playing?
I mean, I understand that, but that's not the point.
How far are you going to get away from your tablet or your computer? I mean, I think for the most part, you're going to be up on those devices.
That's the, I understand that, but it's still the principle of the fact that it's not wireless on all your units.
This doesn't bother me at all. I'm sure they'll get there. Now, if they said it wasn't wireless to the Chromecast, that would be a huge fucking problem.
Right.
Because my Chromecast will be on my TV and I will not.
Yeah.
But this, I'll check it out if it eventually comes to a device that I have. You know, I think in the beginning, the only phone it works on is the Pixel.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have the ability to play there. I'm not sure what tablets it works on. I could play in my browser, but I don't want to because I could play in my TV. So I don't know that I'll, I mean, I may try it on the PC just to see what it feels like, but I'm going to play on the TV. November 19th, we're less than a month away from knowing what Stadia is talking about.
I don't know. I love Google. I love Google as a company. I just don't know about this. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm still confused about what it does, what void it fills.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. I'm interested to see if I can tell the difference between like playing on PS4 and then the most high end experience I can get, because that's what they promise.
Yeah, I know.
I'm interested to see if I can tell the difference.
The problem is $130 seems to me to be a little much for something that right now I don't feel like I need. I don't have a problem with the way the games play on my consoles.
Well, I think, so that price, you have to take out the Chromecast Ultra, because you could just go buy that. That's coming with it.
Well,
so you're basically paying $50.
Yeah, but I don't have one, so.
Right. But I mean, you're basically paying. Yeah, but you have that value even if Stadia sucks, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't need that.
Right. So, you know, you're paying $50 for a controller that will work as a PC controller if Stadia folds up. Or a phone controller if Stadia goes away. I mean, I think it's worth rolling the dice on. I am curious to see if I'll be able to tell the difference. I want to play something I've played on PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see if I can tell the difference, because, you know, the promise is you never have to update. It's always the highest quality version you can get. You know, they're saying that the developers can do things that they've never been able to even conceive on a console because they're not limited by processing power anymore. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future with Stadia. It's not what I hoped it was going to be initially, because I wanted all the early access games that are like on Steam to be there.
Right.
And they're not doing that, but they are developing, it sounds like, some pretty cool stuff down the road. So we're less than a month away. We'll have some hands-on impressions. I know I'm getting one. I think Gerald's getting one. I'm not sure if he's going to play his, but I'm going to.
I got to wait. I got to wait. I really do have to wait.
I still want that controller that's wasabi colored, but
I do like it, but I would like to get the blue one, or the midnight blue?
The Founders one, yeah.
Yeah, I would like that. I think it's a good looking color, but I just can't. I can't, right now I can't justify it.
Yeah.
In my mind.
So, I have an Apple TV on my kitchen television.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything on my living room television, and I think that's why, like, to me it softens the blow, because I'm like, I'll just have a Chromecast Ultra in here if it doesn't pan out, you know?
Yeah.
Because my TV is a smart TV, so I stream everything directly off of it. But there are some things that I think having a Chromecast is kind of neat for. Same thing with, like, Apple TV. The way I throw my YouTube video to the TV is convenient, and my TV does not accept that. So the Chromecast will let me just toss a YouTube video straight to the TV, which I do like that. So there's some value in it, even if it doesn't stick. But I'm going to give it a go. We'll see what happens. Nintendo Switch hit a big sales milestone. Lifetime for both Switch models have combined to hit 15 million units in North America since launch. The company also boasted it's been the top-selling console for 10 months in a row, according to the NPD Group. And so far, 14 first-party Nintendo Switch games have sold more than 1 million units. And four of those have sold at least 6 million units. Nintendo also says that Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate set sales records for their respective franchises, both become the fastest-selling to date. Now, this might not sound like a crazy number, but it has surpassed lifetime sales of
Wii U
by quite a bit now.
Yes.
At this point. And that's just North America we're talking about right there.
Right.
They have surpassed Wii U in just North America sales. I mean, this is not going to come as a shock to anybody. The Switch is popular.
Yeah.
It's a good system. It turns out. Yeah.
I can attest to it.
As of July 30th, Nintendo announced that it had sold more than 37 million Nintendo Switch units worldwide. So, no updated numbers on the worldwide. Yeah, turns out people like it, okay.
People like the Switch.
Have you seen a light Switch yet?
I have not. I went looking for one the other day, and they didn't have one out.
I'm into the form factor. I had one again yesterday.
Yeah?
I like it a lot.
You gonna pick one up?
No, doesn't make any sense, but I like it a lot. If you're out there and you're like, I want a Switch, I don't want to spend the money, you get that thing is cool. The light Switch is cool. I like it in yellow.
For $100 less.
Yeah. But if you have the money, I still think you should get the other one. I mean, I still firmly believe that because of the versatility. You're not going to be able to play Ring Fit Adventures with a light Switch.
That's true.
You know, think about that.
Yep. Make sure you factor that into your decision making.
Think about that. Think about getting fit. Think about your health when you're buying that light Switch. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order has gone gold. There's not really a story here, but it's gone gold.
So if you're into it, it's
actually going to come out. Yeah.
As I hear, I don't know if you've paid attention to it at all, but as I hear more and more about more people that have had a chance to play it,
yeah,
they keep saying that it's better. It's good. It's
constantly see it compared to like Uncharted and Metroid.
Yes, there's some Metroid elements and there's some Uncharted elements. Get some comparisons to Dark Souls as well. Difference being that apparently you can change the difficulty so you don't have to play on stupid hard.
Or pee.
R. Kelly in the house.
I'm not going to get this at launch. It comes out November 15th. I won't rule it out for down the road, but I'm not going to pick it up at launch.
I probably won't pick it up at launch either. I'll wait and get an idea for what other people are saying about it.
If there's a company I don't believe in at launch, it's EA.
So, fair enough.
I'm going to hold off on this one.
Respawn is usually pretty good about their shit, though.
I do think Respawn is the saving grace here. I think you can trust them. I also think that they're starting to get spread kind of thin.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
We'll see. Our last story, Xbox. They're giving away Xbox Ones through Taco Bell.
Again.
These stories are near and dear to my heart because you can actually win.
You know someone who did, right?
Right. So I won my dad won the PSVR, so a lot of times you see these, like right now, Lunchables giving away Mario stuff, and I'm like, nobody's ever going to win that. But I personally, because it affected me, you can win at Taco Bell. I also used to work with a guy who his buddy won the gold PS4, Taco Bell PS4 promotion thing they did too. So people win these. But Taco Bell is partnering with Microsoft for another promotion, this time giving you a chance to win a shiny new Xbox One X along with the Xbox Elite Series 2 controller before the controller is widely available. Just like the last one, when you turn the Xbox One on, it makes the Taco Bell noise, which I'm into. Yeah. From October 17th through November 23rd, ordering a double Chalupa box will get you a code to enter for a chance to win the Xbox One X Eclipse bundle. This bundle includes a limited edition Xbox One X Eclipse console with a white to black fade design and a Taco Bell ring at startup, plus an Xbox Elite Wireless Controller Series 2 and 6-month subscription of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. The controller will be released on November 4th. So if you win before then, you could actually have it before it comes out.
Nice.
Meanwhile, you can score some Game Pass Ultimate time just by ordering food. Ordering a double chalupa box online or through the Taco Bell app will get you a code for a 2-week trial of Ultimate Game Pass. Game Pass Ultimate is how they say that. You can stack two codes on top of each other for roughly a month of Ultimate just by eating at Taco Bell twice.
Right.
Which means I could expect 2 months based off of my normal eating habits. 2 to 3 months. Just for doing what I already do. My kind of promotion.
Dude. Yeah. So I don't have an Xbox anymore, so not me.
What if you won one?
If I won one, it'd all be great.
Yeah.
I would take one if I won it, but I just didn't play it enough to...
You're like, it's fate. They want me to have one.
Right. It'd be Destiny at that point.
Yep.
Destiny. Not the game Destiny. Two. Actual Destiny.
Right, real Destiny's Child.
Nope, that's different.
Destiny's a stripper's name. Sorry, any Destiny's listening.
Destiny is... Some strippers are named Destiny.
Like Mercedes. They're just names that you're like, yeah, stripper.
Peppermint.
No one's name is Peppermint. Cinnamon.
How do you know no one's name is Peppermint?
Have you ever met a Peppermint that wasn't Patty? You haven't. You don't need to think.
I'm thinking. Hold on. I may
no one's ever been like, hey, I'm Peppermint. And you're like, no shit.
I've met a Pepper before. Is Pepper a stripper name?
Damn close. Cayenne.
Cayenne, that's spicy. Spice.
Yeah, spicy.
I think the strippers are usually Cheyenne, not Cayenne.
You could be Cayenne. I'd rather see a Cayenne take the clothes off.
Who have you met named Cayenne? You're giving me shit for Peppermint, and you're over here making up names.
Because Cayenne's spicy.
That doesn't matter. Peppermint's sweet.
Would you describe Peppermint as sweet?
Oh, yeah, Peppermint's considered a sweet.
What's a bad stripper name?
What's a bad stripper name?
Martha. Martha.
Martha's probably not good. Betsy?
Yeah. Welcome to the stage, Betsy. You don't think that's good?
Nope.
As a guy stripper, you could just use your name. You can just be Mark or whatever. You don't have to be like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to be, you don't have to have a fancy name. You don't have to be Lance Hardwood.
You're right, like, because...
You can just be Phil.
Because dudes are scumbags.
Yeah, they are. We require... The strippers have stripper names.
Right. Well, because otherwise we stalk them.
Yeah. Yeah, because if they get their Christian
name. If we know their
name,
real names, then they end up in the paper. So
cool if I hang out outside your house tonight? And you're like, no, that's not. Okay.
This is a nice bush you got here.
Yeah, that's not.
Nice shrub.
Cool if I sleep in it and chain smoke? You're like, no, you can't. You can't be here.
Right.
What's your real name? You're like, my name is Mercedes. You're like, well, that's crazy. Mercedes Peppermint. What a weird name. What's your middle name? Cayenne.
I'm Mercedes Cayenne Peppermint. That's my name.
Sage. That's a stripper name, too.
Sage?
Yeah.
Sage is usually... I don't know any girls named Sage.
You don't know any strippers, then?
I know guys named Sage.
Is he a stripper?
No. No.
Do you know that, or do you think that?
He's not a stripper.
Does
I know he's
Sage listen to the show?
No. Sage does not listen to the show.
Should be fine, then.
Sage is not a stripper.
Okay. Well, we cleared that up, at least. If nothing else, we cleared up that.
Yes, we did. We got it done.
Would you own a strip club?
No. Oh, hell no.
Why? Too much drama?
Nope. Nope.
Just can't answer. Can't answer. I got you.
I don't have time for that in my life.
I mean, if that was your career, is what I'm saying. It's not like an addition to what you already do.
It's not my career, though. It would never be my career.
You know what they say?
What,
if you
what,
love
strip club owner?
If you love what you do, you never work a day.
That's, well, number one, I disagree with that statement 100%. I hate when work is always that. Work.
I hate when people love to say that. I'm like, really? I guess I don't do what I love then. Because my shit, it feels like work every day.
The thing is, if you start doing what you love and take it beyond hobby status to where you're getting paid, it becomes work. You know what I mean?
When you're hobby status and everybody's always like, you should make money off of that.
Right.
You're like, why? And so I can hate it?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because once it's not, you know, let's say best example I can think of that's probably perfect is video games. Mm-hmm. I love sitting down and playing video games when I have time, when I have something to do. Right. If I had to do it, if I was a professional esports athlete and I had to play 16 hours a day or 12 hours a day just sitting in front of my TV practicing, I would hate it.
Right. Well, because at that point, it's not about having fun anymore.
Right.
It's about winning and losing.
Right.
Or being better than the other person. And
or making
that's
money
stressful.
Or using it to survive. Or you know, I like when right now when I play video games, it has nothing to do with my survival.
Right.
It has nothing to do with me competing with anyone else. It's me sitting down playing.
I get it. You don't want to ruin strip clubs for yourself. I get it. It makes total sense now that you put it like
that. I'm glad that that's what you took away from it. Thank you.
It makes total sense now that you put it that way. Don't shit where you eat. I get it. That's a saying, right?
That is a saying. Yes. Yes.
Is it,
yes.
Also, do you say don't shit in your own bed? Don't shit where you sleep?
It's yeah. Don't shit the bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't shit where you sleep. I disagree. I think you should always shit at your house if possible.
Well, that's... Yeah, I think they kind of mean don't, you know, don't shit on your pillow. Is yeah. kind of
no, I don't.
What,
I don't suggest ever shitting on your pillow.
Don't shit where you sleep is more like.
Should we change
where
it
you
to,
physically sleep? Don't take shits there.
Should we change this thing to don't shit on your pillow?
I don't think it means like in the general location of where you reside.
Don't defecate on your pillow. That's the PETA friendly.
Yes, do not defecate on your pillow. You could say that. That's
the PETA friendly.
Urban Dictionary.
The
PETA
friendly slogan.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Don't defecate on your pillow. We can't say it the old way anymore. Feed two birds with one scone. If you said that, somebody would punch you in the dick if you said that in public. I can't get over that one. I can't let that one slide.
I like feed a fed horse.
Yeah. Can't feed a fed horse. They're like, what was that?
Yeah.
What was
that?
Did
you have a stroke?
Yeah.
Do I need to call a doctor?
It sounded like you said a thing that I know, but all wrong. Yeah. Can't be a dead horse. That's kind of graphic now that I think about it, though.
What, you can't beat a dead horse?
Yeah, I see somebody over top of a horse that's already dead just punching the shit out of it. Can't beat a dead horse. Yeah. You know, tits up means something's dead.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I've never heard that expression.
What did you think it meant?
Well, I mean, it makes sense to me, but I've never heard the expression at all.
Oh, really?
I never heard anyone say tits up.
Huh.
I was like, I like that. I don't know if it's appropriate in like normal conversation.
It's not. It's frowned upon.
You should be like, Doug went tits up last week. I was like, oh shit, really?
Unless casual, they're like you and never heard it before, so they don't know what it means.
It's a real casual way to say that. Fucking Jerry went tits up. Or like, you guys are all fired, the business is tits up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a weird way to say it, too.
Business is dead.
Yeah, because when animals die, they go tits up.
They do.
Yeah. They lay on their back. Most people, too, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I plan to go ass up when I die. Face down, you know what I'm saying? Tits down.
Don't.
That's how I'm going to go.
I thought you were going to face down, ass up. That's what I thought you were going to do.
I mean, that is how it'll be. Man, this show really took a turn there at the end.
That's something different, though.
It's fine, man.
I hope you know that.
It's fine. You know, you're dead. You can do whatever you want. Or not, however you look at it.
You can't really do anything.
Right. This brings us to the shout-out section of the show.
Oh, God.
Now, remember, if you want to shout-out, patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us at the $10 tier or higher, and you get a shout-out each and every week. Now, if you give us a shout-out, we read yours. If you don't, we put words in your mouth.
Yes. We make it up.
We do make it up. Now, we've got two shout-outs. We got Thomas, we got Zach. Now, for Thomas, I'm betting he's real confused right now about what to do. We told you about his struggles with Mr. Bell last week.
Yes.
But now Mr. Bell's giving away Xbox One.
Hmm.
So what do you do? Is it time to put the differences aside?
Right. What is it? Pop quiz hotshot. What do you do?
I mean, that's kind of where he's at, though, right? An impasse.
Right? Yeah. It's a conundrum.
Do you give in? To the Bell family.
It's a catch 22.
Alexander Graham Bell. Do you give in to him?
That wasn't his name.
What was his name?
I don't know. It wasn't Alexander Graham Bell. He invented a telephone.
And tacos.
Not tacos.
Richie Bell. Do you give in to his family? Because he's dead. Do you give in to the Bell family and start eating there again? Or do you stand your ground and say, bring back the Chipotle chicken griller?
I think what you do is, the first thing you do is you go and you buy the double chalupa box and you see if you win. And if you like the double chalupa box, you might find it tasty and affordable. So then you're like, you know what? Maybe I can get past the Chipotle chicken griller because I've got this delicious double chalupa box and a chance to win.
So in your expert opinion, you would side with Eat There in protest.
Yes.
Okay. I don't disagree. I don't want to see your feelings for what they've done stand in the way of a delicious meal.
Yes. Or a brand new Xbox.
I will just go on record at saying if you went there and you won the Xbox One X Taco Bell Edition along with the Series 2 Elite controller, you wouldn't be upset about the griller anymore.
Yeah, you'd probably forgive the griller. I agree with that.
You'd be like, that thing was kind of fucking garbage now that I think about it.
And here's the thing, is the thing about Taco Bell that I think we really need to keep in mind and remember is I understand having the favorites. I have my favorites. But Taco Bell, it's real easy to find another favorite.
Well, yeah, because they use the same components for everything.
Right.
You're never too far away from the thing that you love.
No.
Which is also how you can just roll the dice and get whatever new item they have.
Yep, I never have a problem with it.
Have you tried the one with the cheese crust?
Yeah, the gordita?
I'm into it.
With the cheese crust? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's nice. They already had the shell. They just took some cheese. They put it in a salamander. You know, it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
By salamander, you mean a heater, not a garage heater, not an actual lizard.
Yeah, you don't put it inside of a lizard. You could Google kitchen salamander if you want to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Or put it in an actual salamander. I mean, you're grown.
Do what you want.
Did you hear me knock over my water bottle?
I did. I feel like the cheese would taste different if you put it in a real salamander. It probably wouldn't taste the same.
I cook all my food on kerosene, so.
Do you? I do mine on molten lava.
Everything's got a flavor about it when you cook it on kerosene. Open kerosene flame. Don't cook on kerosene.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. When I grew up, I don't know if I ever told this story. It seems like the right time. This is all part of Thomas' shout out. When I was growing up, I was sick one time playing video games with my dad. I was sick. I had bad Chinese food. And, you know, at the last second, you're like, I should probably throw up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up to go run in there, and we had an old gas stove to heat the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw up on it. Right on it.
You puked on it?
On it.
Oh.
It sounded like when they throw stuff on the hibachi to start cooking.
Oh, wait, was it on?
It was on.
Oh, God.
Dead winter.
Oh, God.
And when I projectile vomited onto the stove.
And immediately started cooking your puke.
As soon as it hit, it was like, shh. And my dad is already, like, he doesn't do smells.
I get it.
And the whole house smelled like hot puke immediately.
Right.
It was bad. I was a kid, though. You know,
that does sound
probably old enough to know better, but you know.
Yeah, that's the whole hot puke, gross.
It like seared it, seared the chunks.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Hot puke's a good name for the show.
Hot puke.
You wanted just profanity lice title, but we might have to use hot puke instead.
Hot vomit.
So thanks for the shout out, Thomas.
That sounds like a punk band.
Hot vomit.
Yeah.
Up next to the stage, hot vomit. Thanks, Mercedes.
No, Hot Vomit is not a stripper name.
Or is it?
It's not.
It's not.
It doesn't work.
Hot Vomit. We call her HV over here. Because it's less gross.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You could just use a real name. You could just be like Sarah or something. I think they got to bring that down. They got to tone down the names.
Yeah, just like.
Yeah, like I don't need to see Pistachio dance, you know? Also, don't go to strip clubs, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't either, so.
Up next, Helium. Right.
I don't know. Shit.
Maybe they've changed.
20 years, I guess, probably. More than that.
It's like it carried away. It hadn't been that long. But
what's that?
I haven't been that long since I've been to one, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, no.
10 less plus. I don't even know what happens there anymore, to be honest with you.
Well, I think they dance and you put, give them dollars or something, right?
You don't put them anywhere. That gets you drug out in the parking lot.
Well, you can usually slip them in their little bikini thing that they're wearing, underwears.
Now,
not the ones you go to.
The dudes have the banana hammock on.
Uh-huh.
And they're just throwing that thing up and down.
I've never been to a male strip club.
I've seen it on TV.
Oh.
People doing hoptercopters. Uh-oh. Got a little reaction.
Yeah. Apparently, my dog's a female and is into the banana hammock.
Who isn't, though, you know?
This guy.
Never had one of those on. They don't look comfortable, though.
They do not.
I like how you didn't say you've never had one on. You just skipped over that.
I've never had one on.
No,
I just
fine.
Assumed
it's fine.
That went was understood. No, I've never. I've been boxer briefs pretty much whole life.
I wore boxers for a long time.
Regular boxers. That's what I did before boxer briefs became a thing, and I never liked regular boxers. They didn't.
They weren't as comfortable.
No, they. They move around too easy.
Boxer briefs are a thing of beauty because you don't have to look like a dumbass like you do in a set of tidy whities. But you have the support that you... Hold on. Let me get this thought out. You have the support that you need, though. You know?
Tidy whities are
There's
so
something
bad.
About a grown-ass man in a pair of tidy whities where you're like, I can't respect that.
The thing about tidy whities is they... They never fit right.
I can't respect what you're doing if you're in a pair of those when you're grown.
No, it doesn't matter what you're doing. They never fit right.
I don't know.
I'd rather see you in like bikini briefs because at least they fit. Tidy whities, it doesn't matter, are always like super saggy in all the wrong places.
You know what else I was thinking about the other day? Boy shorts. You know how girls have boy shorts?
Yeah, yeah.
Boys don't wear those.
I know.
You
They've
can't go get a pair
them.
Of those, even though they're your shorts.
They've never worn them.
They're dude shorts, but you can't go get a pair.
No, I don't. I wouldn't want a pair.
You let those
because all they would do
out.
The way they are is all they do is they ride up into the creases where your leg meets your, I guess your where your joint is.
Yeah.
And then they just turn into some weird form of boxer briefs that bunch up in that area.
I like the long leg boxer briefs.
Oh, yeah, that come almost to the knee?
Yeah, yeah, I almost wear a damn pair of pants under there. Yeah,
yeah,
like
that's what
pair.
I wear because I have big legs.
Yeah, thunder thighs.
So if I get them down to where it's smaller down by the knee, then they don't ride all the way up because they can't.
Sky's out, thighs out.
That's right.
Same thing for me. I like a long pair.
Sky's always out.
Exactly, thighs always out too. All right, so that's a good shout out. Good shout out, Thomas.
A long one, Thomas. Thank you.
A really lengthy and all over the place. Try to stay on thought next time. We've become professionals at that. That brings us to Zach's shout out. Let's hope it doesn't run as long or we'll have to double the show length.
It doesn't. Zach just wants to let Thomas know that he feels his Chipotle chicken griller pain.
It's a sympathy shout out.
Yeah, it's a sympathy shout. He understands. Yeah. He's not sure if he's ever had it before, but he's had similar situations in his existence, and he understands the pain and disappointment he's going through right now.
I could confidently say, if someone said, have you had that at Taco Bell, I could just confidently say yes, even if I'm not sure. Like, the numbers are on my side that I've had.
Well, not just that, but... If someone says, have you had that? I promise you, if you've ever eaten a Taco Bell, you've had some version of that.
Now, do you think Zach even eats Taco Bell? Because he's from the West Coast, and they get a little snobby about their taco places.
I don't know. He may. He might be more of an In-N-Out guy.
Well, they have What's the taco place they have? They have a taco place that we don't have.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it Tico Taco?
No. Is that a thing?
Because we have that up here.
You remember Taco John's?
I do not.
We had a Taco John's, and then we got rid of it, and then we got a new Taco John's, and then it went out of business.
Oh.
I'm going to see real quick. I want to see. I want to put a name on this, because I'm wondering if he eats there instead. Immediately, it returns Taco Bell to me as the example.
Maybe he actually eats real food and doesn't eat fast food. Maybe he's concerned with
Baja
himself.
Fresh is a thing.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
Taco John's, obviously. Del Taco. That's the one I was
Del
trying
Taco.
To think
I've
of.
I've heard yeah. of Del Taco.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. They list Moe's here, but I feel like that's not.
That doesn't quite count.
El Pollo Loco.
I've heard of that. I've never eaten there.
Qdoba.
Yeah, we have. That's more like a Moe's or a Chipotle.
Okay, we don't have one of those. Yeah, that looks like about it.
Del Taco was the one you were thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, Taco Del Mar. We used to have one of those. It also went out of business.
Yes.
It's hard to compete with the Bell, is all I'll say.
I hear ya.
So, yeah. Let us know, Zach. Do you partake in the devil's food?
Which is Taco Bell?
Yeah.
It can't be tacos in general.
I love Taco Bell.
You're just talking Taco Bell.
But it's a walk on the wild side.
You never know how it's going to end.
Look, all fast food is shitty, but Taco Bell is the one place that everybody feels the need to remind you that it's shitty.
Yeah.
If you're like, I'm going to McDonald's, nobody's like, their shit's fake. You know that, right?
Yep.
If you drop a fry under your seat, it never molds, ever.
No, I know.
Ever.
It will never mold.
And if you've seen some of the studies, apparently Big Macs and other burgers do not either.
I mean, it's kind of good, but.
Right.
Actually, but then when supposedly you go to Taco now Bell, they use 100% real beef.
But if you go to Taco Bell, people are like, that's not real beef. Fuck off. But you are a real asshole.
There you go. There's your answer.
Yeah.
That's what you say next time. That's not real beef, but you are a real asshole.
You grab them by the neck and you slam up against the wall.
Oh, no, just smash their face. Bounce their head off the wall a couple times.
Wham! Wham, like, wham, oh, wham. Shit, I hit my head. And you're like, did you? That was by design. Tits up, bro. That's how you threaten people. You're like, next time you go tits up. If I have to come back here. You're like, what? That sounds pleasant. This has been our shout out section. Patreon.com/GameStitch. $10 tier or higher. I don't know how you don't want to get into this after hearing that. I can't imagine. Yeah. Oh, man. Gerald, we miss you. Should probably come back.
I think the listeners probably miss you too.
I don't know. I think this heat thing heated up as we went on. Got good at the end. Got real good. The beginning wasn't bad. The middle you could skip. The end got good.
Yeah, the actual video game news. Just ignore that.
Yeah, if you cut out all the video game stuff, this thing was pretty good. It wasn't bad at all. This has been episode
353.
Can't even get it. We're done. It's over. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.